The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. The world chose to follow Satan, and we see the state of the earth, which isn't good. Nothing to brag about whatsoever. The prophets of God spoke of the way this earth will be under the rule of Jesus Christ and the first fruits of mankind, which will be born of God at the return of Jesus Christ, born right into the family of God as sons of God. Yes, they will be kings and priests in the kingdom of God on the earth. You rulers today might as well get prepared, because you will be replaced by righteous rulers under Jesus Christ. What a disappointment it has been to God to have to watch mankind rebel against their Creator and their Sustainer. God had to watch the pre-flood world rebel, and He had to watch the world today doing the same, going the same way. But God still sends rain on the just and on the unjust, meaning He still sustains life, even though we tell God to get out of our life. My friends, God did finally get out of the life of the pre-flood world and also Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you believe the Bible and history, you know what happened to them. God will get out of the life of this world as well, and is in the process of that right now, and our state isn't good. And you can take this statement to the bank. The state of this world, the state of this nation, will continue to worsen unless and until we turn to our Maker. When God is convinced that our iniquity has ripened to the point there is no hope of turning us to Him, then He will leave us also, just as He did the pre-flood world and Sodom and Gomorrah. This will happen to us as well, especially the United States and the British people. It will happen to us first, which are of Israelite descent, the people God chose to be an example to the world in living God's way and receiving many blessings for doing so. Our people did that now and then down through history, but we have come to the point in these latter days of only living contrary and rebelling against God. And we are paying a heavy price, and it will continue till the return of Jesus Christ to deliver us after we are humbled and turned to God. God is already in the process of sending judgments on our nation, and if we don't repent and humble ourselves as a nation and invite God back in our life, our days as a sovereign nation are numbered. That's another statement that you can take to the bank, my friends. That will happen. Our nation, the United States, is already an unsafe place to live. Not only are we living in fear of being murdered, raped, robbed, killed in an accident, a plane crash, train derailment, car wreck, or by many other sources of accidents of some kind. We fear the dread disease cancer and other bugs that may hit, which we fear will be uncontrollable. We fear that another financial collapse will happen any time, as well as a terror attack will happen any time, and both may be worse than the previous ones. You are almost afraid to get in your automobile and start across country for fear of the weather. In fact, we fear flooding and storms right in our own area, and great hail as well anymore. We lock our doors at night, and when we leave, and hope that no one breaks in. We fear the IRS. We fear the loss of freedom. On and on we could go, describing the way it is in our own nation, which was for 200 years a God-blessed nation. But we used to be a nation that knew we needed God on our side and in our life. We acknowledged God. We invited Him into our lives and in our nation's affairs, our schools, our businesses, our families, our marriages, our homes, and we invited God into our churches as well. We still believed in marriages between a man and a woman. We didn't think live-ins and same-sex marriages were a good thing. We knew it was evil, a detriment to society. We have leaders in high places encouraging, supporting such abominable acts. What has happened to our nation? Let me tell you right from the Word of God, we have forgotten our God. And God warned us that when you forget God, then you're going to have many troubles. And he warned us that this would happen in the latter days. He warned our forefathers just before they went over into the promised land. He says, when you are living in prosperity, beware that you don't forget your God. That happened to them. That has happened to us. We have lost the right path. We are spiritually blind and spiritually deaf. You need to listen to this statement, my friends. We have lost the right path. We are spiritually blind and spiritually deaf. We have done exactly what our forefathers did, exactly what God warned us to be careful and not do. They had much trouble and finally were taken captive and removed from their homeland and became known as the 10 lost tribes of Israel. That's why the world as a whole thinks the little nation of Israel, which is only one tribe of Israel, Judah, over in the promised land, over in the land of Palestine, they think that that is all there is to the nation of Israel. But the Bible and history proves where all the tribes of Israel or the nations of Israel are today. We, the United States, is one of those nations. We have lost our way. We are ignoring God and His Word, and we are being stripped of our blessings, just as our forefathers were, and we are on our way to captivity. If we don't turn to our God in obedience to His Word, we are on our way to captivity, my friends, if we don't turn and repent and begin to obey our Maker. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, God had this to say to our forefathers, and it is for us today, my friends. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. God is still commanding us in our day to live by every word that proceeds from God. Even Christ said that in the New Testament. God said, obey Him that we may live and have a much better life while we are living in this physical life. And if we had, my friends, things would be much different. And if we had lived by God's word, we wouldn't have the problems that we have. We wouldn't even have the sickness and the disease. We wouldn't have the upset weather that we have. God the Father and our Savior said, obedience to His word is the path to eternal life. And they also said it's a path to a better life in this physical life. You may say, well, He's teaching that you earn salvation by obeying God. No such things, my friends. The Bible doesn't teach that, and neither do I, or any other true servant of God. But the Bible does teach that God gives His Holy Spirit to those that obey Him. Acts 5:32 says this, and we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. Many places in the Bible tells us to repent of sin, and that means the breaking of God's law. That means not living by God's word. It means to quit ignoring God's word and begin living by it. In Acts 2, verse 38, on the day of Pentecost, Peter was inspired to write this. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is only one place out of many that tells us these things. God will not give anyone eternal life, salvation that is, which is the free gift of salvation, unless they are willing to obey, unless they are willing to live by His word. The grace of Jesus Christ is there to cover sins when you accept it by repenting and being baptized, immersed as Christ was, setting us an example for us to do. And Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 continues, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. And you know, my friends, America has had plenty of troubles as well, haven't we? But when we were living in the days that we invited God into our life, God was there to help us and deliver us. And He's still the same God today. He would deliver us today if we would turn to Him. And unless we do, God isn't going to turn to us anymore. God is already in the process of sending judgments on us. God knows what you are doing, how you are living your life. He is watching the whole earth. And when he sees our iniquities are full grown and there's no hope in turning a nation or the world to him, then he allows things to happen and even causes things to happen that will quickly bring the end of a nation and the end of a world. God is more than fair. He gave our ancestors every opportunity to turn to him, as well as the pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah, and other empires and nations down through history. He is giving our nation the same opportunity today to turn around, repent, change from going our way to God's way. And if we would, we would begin receiving God's blessings. But when iniquity reaches a certain level, God takes action on that nation. The Bible and even secular history are testimonies to this truth. I want you to notice what God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 through 16. In verse 13 of Genesis 15, God had this to say. Then he said to Abram, this was before Abraham's name was changed to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward they shall come out with great possessions. Now if you know the story of Israel down in Egypt and what God did to Egypt to deliver them from captivity down in Egypt. You know, God sent plague after plague on Egypt, 10 plagues actually, but he sent them one at a time, even giving them a chance to repent and to let Israel go. But they didn't take God up on that opportunity, and God sent that last plague on them, killing all their firstborn in the land of Egypt, even their animals and so on. Verse 15 of Genesis 15. Now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. Now notice verse 16, what God said. But in the fourth generation they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. Yes, God was waiting for the time that the iniquity of that nation in the land of Canaan at that time to reach a certain point. And in the meantime, he was giving them an opportunity to change and repent so that he would not have to destroy that nation. But they didn't take God up on that opportunity. Years later, God tells us in the book of Amos that it was he who destroyed the Amorite nation when the nation of Israel entered the promised land. And just as he had told Abraham, he was waiting for their iniquity to reach a certain point. Now God was giving them ample opportunity to change their conduct, and if they would have, he would not have destroyed them. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. We've been talking about how Satan has weakened the nations, and he has done that by deceiving mankind to follow him, the way of iniquity. We have a couple of booklets that we're offering today free of charge. Number one, The Seed of Satan. And number two, Devil, You Say. My friends, it will open your eyes to what Satan has been up to and what he is still up to. If you will order those booklets and read them, take them with your Bible and read them. The Seed of Satan and Devil, You Say. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.